Hello.
Hello.
Did you have a good time last night?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
So now we have another movie to scare kids with around the holidays.
That's right.
So I wanted to know, when you were a kid, what stories or methods did your parents use to keep you in line around the holidays?
I guess, I didn't know about Krampus, and neither did my parents, so it was just Santa Claus for us. But had they known, I would imagine they would have been smart and used Krampus as much as possible, because it would have scared the bejesus out of me, that's for sure.
Any memorable lines from your parents? I still remember some of them.
Yeah. Boy. I remember my mom saying, "This is not a hotel," over and over again. And I've found myself saying that to my kids many times as I'm cleaning up all of their crap. Like I'm a maid.
You mentioned kids, so let me ask you this. What did you do to get into the mindset or to prep yourself, I'm sure you can take away from your personal experience, to embody this concept of a shepherd protects his flock?
I really thought it was a great little arc that Michael had written for Tom, for my character of the guy who's a bit disconnected from his family at the beginning of the movie, and through a set of circumstances figures out that he needs to kind of step up and protect his family. And I guess I just sort of thought, how would I react if something like this was happening to me? And I think anyone who has kids would do the same thing, just whatever you could to protect them, whether they be demons or a scraped knee. You just want them to be okay, you know.
The attic scene is one of the big set pieces in the movie.
Yeah.
What was your rehearsal process like for that? Was there some kind of like robot thing on your back,
yeah,
stabbing you, or like what was that like?
Well, there was no rehearsal really. We just kind of went up there, and it was like a raised platform on the same stage as, where was that? The whole movie was made on stages in New Zealand, so we were indoors the entire time, which was really great and kind of helped, because the movie was made fairly quickly, so we could really, you know, you can control the environment, and it made it much easier. But that scene took a while. We were up there for a long time, and I had a harness on under my clothes that with the robot connected to it, and there was someone controlling the robot to stab me in the back. It was really fun. The folks at Weta Workshop are incredible and really, really nice, really creative, brilliant people, and the creatures they came up with were pretty amazing.
Well, talking about fears and you know, childhood, and Michael thinks this will help kids maybe conquer some of their fears.
Uh-huh.
What were some of your fears when you were a kid, and what do you think about this movie sort of helping kids get over?
You know, a lot of my fears came from seeing certain movies too early, I think. I remember I saw 48 Hours way too early. And that's a pretty gritty movie. Like, that's, you know, there's some James Remar in that. Is it James Remar is the bad guy?
I think so. Yeah.
He's really scary in that movie. And still, when I see him in stuff, I still get freaked out. And that is not, you know, I think at the time, you know, I loved Eddie Murphy, and so we all thought we were seeing this wacky Eddie Murphy comedy. It was his first movie, so it was like, oh, it's going to be hilarious. And it was, but it was also a very, you know, it was a Walter Hill cop action movie. So I remember being very freaked out about...
How old were you when you saw it?
When it came out, so, what was that, 1982? Is that when that movie came out? I was 9 years old. And I remember seeing other movies before I probably should have, and that was kind of the source of, remember the miniseries The Atlanta Child Murders freaked the shit out of me. My imagination just kind of ran with all that stuff, and I had real, very real anxiety about people breaking into our house and, you know, ugh. Anyway, that's where I...
Those are valid.
Yeah, yeah. It was all, like, entertainment-based.
So, speaking of scary movies, you have been in Krampus and you're in Piranha, which I love both.
Oh, good.
Something that draws you to horror movies? Are you a horror movie fan? And if so, what are some of your favorites?
I wouldn't call myself a horror movie, like, aficionado or anything. I don't... It's not like I keep up with them and see all of them. I try and... if I hear one's really good, then I'll seek it out. And I loved It Follows this year. I loved The Strangers a few years ago. That one scared me. That was a very scary movie. The first Halloween, you know, there are some great, I mean, I think horror is kind of, as far as filmmaking goes, is often overlooked. There's great filmmaking in horror sometimes. And then sometimes they're just like, you know, just kind of throw away a little bit, but you know, as with any genre, there are great ones and there are ones that could have been great. And but yeah, I certainly don't turn my nose up at it. I on occasion love a good horror movie.
Hey Adam.
Hey.
How has your perspective on Christmas changed as you've gotten older? You know, do you look forward to it more now that you're older? Do you look forward to it less? Is it more obligation, sense of obligation?
Right. I think now that I have kids, I look forward to it because I know what it means to them, and it's great watching them sort of absorb all the myth of Santa Claus and all of that. It's so exciting for them. And now watching my son start to sort of, I think he's slowly figuring out that Santa Claus is maybe not the real. Yeah, but
what?
Yeah, so sorry. Spoiler alert. I think he's figured out the Tooth Fairy, maybe. But on both fronts, I think he may be keeping up the ruse because he knows he'll get presents and money under his pillow. But yeah, I think, you know, when you have kids, it kind of renews Christmas for you in a way.
Yeah.
This
way.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan of Michael's Trick or Treat, Michael's Krampus, of course. Now I'm a big fan of it too. And you've worked with a lot of talented filmmakers over the years. So can you speak about how Michael is as a director to you, and what did he do on set to bring the performance out of you and Tony and everybody on the set?
Yeah, Michael's great. He's a really collaborative director and really imaginative guy, really smart, great writer, and just has a real childlike enthusiasm for what he's doing. He loves giving people a fright, and he loves creatures. And, you know, he and I grew up in the 80s, we're similar age, and you know, first time I sat down with him, he said he wants to make a movie that go alongside the kind of Amblin movies of the 80s. And that's what I grew up on. Those are my favorite movies. Gremlins, Goonies, Poltergeist, E.T., this kind of vision of suburbia in the 80s and something sort of unsettling the domestic bliss that we were all supposed to be living out. I think it was a really interesting little subgenre, and I think he, you know, I saw the movie for the first time last night and was so pleased that he more than pulled it off. He really made one of those movies, and I'm really happy to be in it.
I know you said most of the was shot indoors, but there was some awesome action sequences in the snow.
Yeah.
Could you talk a little bit about how it was filming those, and was it cold in there? Just to give you an extra effect.
Yeah, no, it wasn't cold. It was actually, I mean, it was probably like 70 degrees or something. Like, we were all sweating underneath our jackets and scarves and hats and stuff. It was really fun doing that. I mean, we were in this, you know, fake snow up to our waist and trying to trudge through it. And we had to take our shoes off. We were all barefoot in those snow scenes because this silicone material that they used for the snow would suck your shoes right off of your feet. It was exhausting running, trying to get through that snow as fast as you can and cock a shotgun and point it at an imaginary snow beast. But really fun. I love that stuff. I mean, my favorite movie is Raiders of the Lost Ark. So getting to run around and do that stuff is a dream come true for me. I mean, I love doing it. And Michael really smartly had mapped these sequences out, so it was easy to sort of figure out exactly where we were at any given time. There was no chaos or anything like that. It was really concise and fun, and it was great.
Hi.
Hey.
So Michael said he thinks it's normal to have a healthy dose of fear, put that into kids. What do you think? You mentioned you have kids, about that.
Well, I think kids are, you know, are always kind of looking for the thing to be afraid of. It's part of being a kid. And so, you know, you can squeeze that out of any situation, really.
I think that's put into them by their parents or by what they see?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I guess nature or nurture. I don't know. I mean, I don't think I kind of instill fear in them, but you want them to be afraid of traffic. You want them to be afraid of certain strangers. I mean, there are certain things that you want them to be afraid of, so they will avoid them for their own good.
Okay, so this is now the third time I've interviewed you this year.
Yeah.
I'm not stalking you, I swear.
Yeah.
But each time you've had a lovely leading lady, Taylor, then Amanda.
Yeah.
And now Tony. So how are you looking out with that? Like, how are you?
I know. I've done quite well this year. I don't know. I'm very lucky.
What was it like to work with Tony?
Tony's amazing. I mean, I think she's one of the greatest actresses we have, if not the greatest. I mean, she's incredible. And I was signed on to this before she came on. And so when she agreed to do the movie, I was elated, but also a little freaked out just because she is so good that I didn't want to, because I knew we had stuff to do together, and I didn't want to kind of be the dullard sitting next to Toni Collette, who's always so great. And working with her was a dream. You know, she's just the best. In Her Shoes is one of my favorite movies of hers. And I asked her a lot of In Her Shoes questions over a couple months. She got sick of it.
Did she find out anything interesting from In Her Shoes?
It's a good question. I think Curtis Hanson is just one of those great filmmakers. We were so lucky to have a bunch of movies from him, and she just sort of talked about how great he was.
And on that, also working with MJ.
Or how great he is, I mean, when they made the movie together.
And working with MJ and Krista Sadler, I mean, those were some great. Do you speak German, or did you just...
I don't speak German. I have that one line in there, but no, I have no idea what I was saying.
No, but working with the young MJ, he was great.
MJ's terrific, yeah. He's a really just great boy. He and my son became buddies when we were shooting. He's a great kid, and so good in the movie. And it's nice to work with someone that young that really knows what they're doing. He's amazing. Really sort of, I was taken aback at how easily he was accessing his emotions and stuff at that age. I mean, I was just, there's no way, when I was that age, there's no way. With my finger up my nose, I didn't know what I was doing.
And that's all we have time for. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, guys.